Hello, friends and family. Welcome to this encouragement session. We've been going for so many days, but it's just great to be able to connect. And especially when we do it around scripture. You know, the Jews read scripture together in community. That's where we also a safe space, in a safe space when you and I can realize that we have different giftings. And we'll sometimes read the same scripture, but we'll have different interpretation, or maybe rather different things that would be highlighted to us, you know. And so that is so exciting. And here in Matthew 9, this beautiful, beautiful part, starting from Matthew 8 onwards, where it begins to talk about the ministry of Christ, and especially the powerful things that happened. And if you have to cut out most of the miracles out of the New Testament, and especially with Jesus' ministry, sure, there would not be a lot of pages left. So what begins to happen here in Matthew chapter 9, the first part, we read the story of Jesus going on and healing this paralytic man. And so he does this profound thing because he forgives him his sins. Now, for the Jews, they believe that sickness were directly connected to sin. So if you had sin in your life, there would be sickness. And so Jesus goes right into, and he actually offends the religious crowd of the day. You know, and all of us, we have to be very honest. Sometimes we think like, oh, yeah, just people steeped in traditions. They're very religious. Now, we can all become religious when we lose our hunger for God, when we lose our awe for God, when we lose that moment and that expectation that God is going to move, then we become religious. Now, there's some good religion, yes, to look after the widows and the orphans. But then there's dead religion. And dead religion is because I try to work through my salvation. I try to find out myself. It's striving in it, and it will really make you tired. And so there was this confrontation. And remember, whenever God's grace is going to manifest through the supernatural, there will be confrontation. And the first thing that will happen is the Antichrist spirit. You know, the Antichrist means anti the anointing, anti the supernatural. And so we read here about the rulers that start, and they just get very tense with Jesus. And we can know, okay, there's a clash of kingdoms here. There's a clash of the way these Pharisees and Sadducees and the rulers thought. And so the second part goes on where Jesus ministered to Matthew the tax collector. Now you must know that tax collectors worked like this. They were paying the Roman government a certain amount, say 20%. But then whatever they charged on top of that, nobody actually knew. They made a lot of money out of the Jews. And so the Jews hated the tax collectors. They were like in the same level as looking at dogs, you know. And so Matthew doesn't clearly tell us what happened, but in Luke and some of the other gospels, we know that Jesus actually went to Matthew's house. And this was, for every Jewish person, a taboo, a no-no. You just don't go there. And this is sort of the worst class person that you can get. You know, when you go to India, even today, there's a class or a caste system. And then you have the people, which is the untouchables. They actually cannot go into most people's homes. There are many streets where they can't go. It's one of the worst types of just superiority over other people and racism and all that stuff, you know, packaged there. And some people are just so low. And this is what was happening to Matthew the tax collector. And so Jesus going to him and to sit with him and to look at what Jesus said. He said, I did not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Doesn't mean that those who are right with God, but those who consider themselves to be righteous. Those who think like, I've arrived. And may this be a lesson to us as we read Matthew 9, that Jesus broke all the boxes. He says, you will never arrive because, A, you're going to need to be dependent on me. And that's a question I have for all of us. Are we really dependent on God, or are we dependent on our own righteousness? Are we looking for what we can achieve and the things we can do and the things we can say, you know? Because then we become religious when we start to live out of rules and regulations and not by obedience. You know, our theme as a church in Stellenbosch for the year is to make and become obedient disciples that are rooted in Christ. So it's obedience that pleases God. And that's why the next part, when Jesus was questioned about fasting and eating or not eating, he said, hey, I desire something else. Because you can't take, you know, and put new wine into old wineskins. He says, actually, the old wineskins is going to burst. So when we come to Christ, we need new wineskins. You know, you can't just take the old ones and put some patches on it. There's a renewal necessary. And because that wineskin needs to stretch, and that stretching is uncomfortable many times when we come to him. So the good news about the gospel is the gospel will save you. But the gospel needs to be preached to not just the sinner, but also those who are saved, those who know God. The gospel must change us every day. And that's why I say you must put new wine into new wineskins. And then we read this beautiful story, and I wish we could spend like so much time just on all this, but about this woman who had the flow of blood and how she touched the hem of his garment. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." And so when you look at these different stories, it's actually, you can almost miss the center part of what Jesus is saying. Because the one person came to Jesus because it was his last resort. The woman that came to touch him, she came because she was a bit superstitious. And then we read about the blind men. They talked about Jesus as the son of David, you know. Jesus didn't actually always like that theme, because it was like we want David's kingdom to be established. We want the rule of God to be established, you know. So they came with bad motives. Not one of the three groups here actually came with good motives. It wasn't like they had great faith. Wasn't like they were the best. It is talking about God's grace, God reaching out to the sinner, God reaching out and say, "I'm going to choose you." And so that's why the tax collector is such an amazing story, that Jesus decides to go to the outcast of society. But coming back to this woman who was going on her knees, touching the hem of his garment, you know, that woman was also an outcast. And for years, she was struggling with the flow of blood. But she had to press through the crowd. She had to press through the circumstances and really believe that he was the one that was going to heal her. And how she identified him is because on the bottom part of his robe, there was these little tassels that were hanging, which represented the word of God. And that is what she touched. That she believed, when I reach out to the word of God, that will heal me. It wasn't about the experience. It was simply believing God at his word. And then the last part, which we read about the blind man that was healed, the mute man that speaks. It's just amazing. Jesus' ministry was to set the captives free. But I want to end off with the compassion of Jesus. We read about this in verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Beautiful picture on how it ends. That's how Jesus saw. He looked at the crowds. The Bible says he was moved by compassion. In one of the other gospels, he says he was moved when he saw them as sheep, like with, you know, having no shepherd. He was moved by compassion, and then he healed them all. Jesus' motivation is compassion and love. And so he looks at it and he says he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And I want to challenge us as believers. Let's preach the gospel of the kingdom. Not a man-made gospel. Not a shofar gospel or international gospel or a church's gospel. The gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. When we preach that gospel and go and heal the sick, then things are going to be happening all over. Because it says all were healed. Everyone were touched. And then Jesus was moved. And so, hey, let's not just do stuff because it's out of religion. Because this is what this chapter demonstrates. We cannot be religious around God. God comes and he breaks all the boxes. And so Jesus was moved by compassion, and he healed everyone. And that is the challenge as well. Are we preaching the gospel of the kingdom? Are we living in that space where Jesus broke all the boxes? What are the boxes that we're putting around ourselves and around Christ? But let's allow him to reach the tax collectors. Let's allow him to restore those who have the flow of blood. Let's allow him to define what true biblical religion is. So the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Amen.